With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is refusing to call Minnesota's governor after the targeted shootings of two state lawmakers and their spouses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Presidents often reach out to other elected officials, including governors and mayors, at times of tragedy. But Donald Trump has no interest in calling Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was the 2024 Democratic vice presidential nominee.
The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
He also described the governor as whacked out. One Minnesota lawmaker was shot to death. Another was wounded. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump wants an end to the Israel-Iran conflict. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
President Trump is in Washington for talks with his national security team after cutting short his visit to the G7 summit in Canada. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, the president expressed frustration with the Israeli-Iranian conflict, saying he wants more than a ceasefire.
And then a real end, not a ceasefire. And then...
Trump says he thinks it's possible the two sides can soon reach an agreement to end the conflict. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Economist and former Trump administration advisor Steve Moore says Congress is adding a Medicaid work requirement to the president's big, beautiful bill.
If you are able-bodied and of working age, and you can be and should be working, you either have to have a job or you have to be looking for a job. And by the way, if that sounds radical, that's what Bill Clinton signed into law, you know, 25 years ago, a welfare reform that did exactly that.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the NASDAQ dropped 180, the S&P lower by 50. This is SRN News. Africa is hosting an anti-persecution gathering.
With Muslim terrorism spreading across the continent and Christians suffering as a result, the International Religious Freedom Summit is taking action. This week it is hosting the first ever IRF Summit Africa in partnership with the Global Peace Foundation and Pepperdine University. The event, which is being held in Kenya, hopes to encourage greater religious freedom throughout Africa, which in the past saw Muslims and Christians live together in peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has ordered a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted after their unanimous decision earlier this month that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay state unemployment taxes. This is the second time the nation's highest court has sent the case back. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer have announced progress in a U.S.-UK trade deal.
The two leaders said they had signed a trade deal that will slash tariffs on U.K. auto and aerospace industry imports. The president called it a fair deal for both that will allow for greater access to the British market for U.S. products, including beef and ethanol. Starmer said it was a very good day. Despite the announcement, the two countries still are discussing how to handle steel production and pharmaceuticals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kraft Heinz will be pulling artificial dyes from its U.S. products. That's starting in 2027. The company also says it will no longer roll out new products with those dyes. U.S. stocks slumped under the weight of a jump for the price of oil. The S&P 500 fell by 0.8% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 299 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.